Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller Forecast for Aries for March 2013. So if Aries is your sun sign or Aries is your rising sign, then this is for you. March is a really interesting month, especially for Aries, because it's your birth month. March starts your series of birth month. And there are a lot of planets that will start to move into the sign of Aries. When the personal planets, Mars, Venus, the Sun, start to move into Aries, as they will in March, then there's more of a rambunctiousness that everyone feels. Some people call it spring fever without even knowing that this is what is going on. Spring fever is often associated with being excited about the weather. I think it's astrologically based, mostly. When all of these planets get into the feisty, rambunctious sign of Aries and they're clustered together in that energy, then people get really, really wild. And especially if Aries is your sun sign, there's so much energy going to be coursing through you in this month. And yet, Mercury is still in retrograde. And there are really challenging squares, lots of different aspects in March, but many squares and challenging aspects, especially towards the end of the month. So you've got all of this propelling to move forward and universal kibosh squashing things. So I recommend a lot of barefoot walking on the earth. There are so many wonderful energies that you can harness and be productive with in April, but you're going to be feeling this overwhelming urge to just tear stuff up, hopefully in a good way, but it could come either way. There could be a lot of frustration and anger and angst, and it's just electric energy running through you. But try the best you can to ground it. Barefoot walking on the earth, consciously letting the earth be a vacuum for your energy field, can leave you open to the benefits of these transits in the form of brilliant insights as Mars makes a conjunction to Uranus. There are going to be squares that happen with Mars and Pluto that are going to affect everyone, but especially Aries energy. The ego energy might have a tendency to want to be exaggerated. So put your egos in a box for this month, the best that you can. And it's a little bit harder sometimes for Aries energy to do that because, first of all, they are all right a lot, right? So it's easy to get stuck on that. But try to come from things from a more spiritual perspective this month, and you'll be happy that you did. Breathe and know that things that come up are coming up for resolution. There's a lot of focus in the 12th house of the unconscious for Aries energy this month. Tremendous amount of focus in the unconscious. So use it. Use these potentials as fuel cells for forward movement on the inner and outer planes. Any work that you can do with dream time, meditation, your dreams might become very active. You might have dreams that have conflict in them. And do your best to use resources to resolve those conflicts so that they don't create future truths. Your dreams are often making you aware of subconscious and unconscious problems that will result in a negative outcome. In that way, they could become predictive. But if you use it as a heads up to shift the energy, then usually the change in trajectory can be assistive to shifting the outcome. Sometimes some dreams are just psychic and that's the end of it, but there are a lot of things that come up in dreams that for healing. So, let's see. Another aspect that's happening is in the beginning of March. There's a conjunction of Venus to Chiron, and a lot of woundedness can come up. Also, towards the end of the month, Venus square Pluto can bring up a lot of insecurities that are happening about the physical self. So, all of this month, many people might be thinking of doing manipulation of some kind, like a surgery or cosmetic surgery. Wait until April before you make a decision. I always hope that someone can use those things that come up to resolve the inner fears so that they don't wind up doing that. But I honor your body and your decision to make decisions about your body. And I'm just putting out the energy to try to hold off if you can till April, or hold off altogether and use this time to improve your self-esteem and improve your state of empowerment. Empowerment coaching is my department. I do astrologically based empowerment coaching. Check out my empowerment consulting packages, including my new subliminals that I'm very excited about. And I hope you have a wonderful March.